Blog Talk Radio.
That music is just so powerful the first thing in the morning. It's good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday to y'all. I say y'all because, you know, Derek, you're from the South, so I think I can say y'all.
Y'all.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning up here after having some super, super cold days. It's now going to be 70 today, so which in Buffalo at the end of October is quite nice. So good morning. I see that Ron is also on. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning. How's everyone today?
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Derek. I have some exciting news to talk to you about, Derek.
You do?
I've been on the phone. Gavin Johns and I have been talking a lot, and he actually has, he has printed his new book, Laugh At, wait a minute, I'll tell you the name of it here in a second. The name of the book is, I got it here. Laugh at the face of adversity. And boy, you sure know about that, Derek. You just keep on keeping on. Well, that's what the book is about, stories of Gavin's life growing up and his pursuit of going to school, going becoming a young age a baseball player, going to a junior college, and where he went on to win the national championship of junior college baseball. And later on, he went on to, he actually played at UCLA, world-famous UCLA, University of Southern California, where he played baseball. He had a serious injury and had to have surgery. Coach told him he'd never make it. Well, Gavin proved him wrong because, as you know, this past summer, Gavin played for Chicago and Colorado and Chicago baseball teams, the big leagues. And then he's got this, and then he played for in the minor leagues in Kentucky all summer. Finished up, he had a .318 batting average, stole 18 bases, and really is getting some good looks from the Major League Baseball scouts. And he's going to play in winter leagues, this baseball league, so he can next year see if he can get a tryout with another big Major League Baseball team. In the meantime, Gavin has been coached and coaching, and he started a organization that actually is for people in athletics, not particularly baseball, of course, but help people with developing attitudes and helping them in their athletics. And so he has an athletic center. And he also trains and got a group of people that is an organization. It's called Gavin's Global. And Gavin's Global is going to become, when we got a registration going, Gavin's Global organization is going to join, like, you know how we work with the Golden Rule Society?
Yeah.
Well, we're now going to have the Golden Rule Society, Gavin's Global, as well as the Hope Collection. And the three organizations are going to work together. And this coming Wednesday, I'm actually going to, Gavin's going to join us at noon Eastern Time on the Optimize Your Life radio show. And I'm going to interview, I'm going to introduce him to everybody. And since we've expanded our outreach through Facebook and YouTube, Gavin will be available around the, really around the world. People will be hearing his voice. And
oh, you did. I sponsored him, right?
Yes, you have. I talked to Bob again about that yesterday. And we're just putting the pieces together, that we're going to be able to help you sponsor him a couple organizations, one of which has its root in the income-producing program.
Yeah.
So benefit to you, because you invited him, you will be his sponsor in that also.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty important.
That's great, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, I know you love to tell and share with people, and you do. You actually prove you laugh at the face of adversity every day in your life.
Yeah.
And you overcome all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you, Derek, that's what makes you a winner.
Yeah.
You are a winner. So there's some work to do, and I'm doing those. I'm going through the processes. You know, it's like baking a cake. And right now, you can't bake a cake without the flour and the sugar and the eggs and flavoring and baking soda. You got to have all those ingredients, well, to make a cake. Well, we got all the ingredients together. Now we got to get them in the mixing bowl and mix it all together. And then we'll have to pour it in a pan and bake it to make a cake.
Yeah.
And that's just like what we're doing in helping you help Gavin.
Yeah.
So also on the website update, Derek, Anna Kraut, who used to handle doing all the changes, she is, of course, retired from the Hope Collection, and she still works full-time as an oncologist. So she works as a cancer nurse in an operating room in Pennsylvania. She's at a convention in Florida last week and this week, so she's not available to help Kimberly fix the website, finish it. When she comes back, she will help Kimberly finish it. And I'm told what's got to be done will take 10 minutes to fix. But she's in Florida, so we got to wait until she gets back. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Closer and closer to a finished product.
Yep.
That's excellent.
When Gavin publishes his book, we're going to have inside the cover, we're going to have the Hope Collection is going to have a little space, a quarter of the page, of the back page. We'll have a feature, and we'll be featured in the epilogue of the book, the Hope Collection. We got to write all that. So Linda's going to have some work to do. My Linda. The Linda on the phone.
I'm ready and willing to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool.
That's excellent. Yeah, how exciting. I mean, you know, for somebody to share a life story like that, that is really, really cool.
And Gavin is going at a book signing tour around the country. He'll be starting out in San Diego, that's where he lives, That's where he's at right now. He's just down the road from Lund Kane.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to get them connected.
Yeah.
Well, they already are. Gavin has met Len, but they're going to get together.
Cool. That's wonderful. That's really exciting. So, let's see if we have any more people join us this morning. I'm making Christmas ornaments, and they are so adorable, if I do say so myself.
Well, go ahead, Linda. You can put out a universal invitation for the second Sunday of December.
Yes, my girlfriend and I, for almost 30 years, have had a Christmas party, a cookie exchange, and an ornament exchange every year. And even during the pandemic, we did it by Zoom, so nobody got any cookies unless you baked them yourself.
I didn't get any cookies.
I made some, and you ate some. But, you know, it's fun to have traditions, and especially around the holidays. Holidays are really a time for traditions and even making a new tradition. If your family, I remember somebody saying, my family doesn't have any traditions. We just do the same thing every year. Well, that's the definition of a tradition. But I always love that quote. You know, she was so clueless. But, you know, and sometimes you have to change traditions. We've always changed recently where we have Thanksgiving. And this year it's going to be interesting, even you know, where you have Christmas and different things, because, you know, things change. You know, people pass away or people move away. So sometimes traditions have to be. What's that?
Mom's in the nursing home, and
she's not going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So, you know, things like that happen. So sometimes you have to make new traditions, which is always, always good too. It's just as long as you're there and sharing with somebody and being, you know, being together and being happy. And sometimes it's, if there is nobody, sometimes a new tradition would be to help out at a rescue mission or something like that. You know, there's always something that you can do over the holidays that would just impact other people's lives besides your own. So, you know, that's something just to keep in mind. But normally, yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear that, you know, the turkeys have gone up in price so bad that American Express is telling everybody to come to the grocery store with one of their unlimited charge cards, because then you'll be able to afford it.
Very funny, very funny.
Under $10, around $10, now it could be as much as $30 a piece.
Wow. Well,
you know,
anyway, honey, so sometimes, you know, it's, and that's maybe one of the reasons to change your tradition. Instead of having a 100-pound turkey for six people and then have leftovers for 6 months.
Get a Cornish hen and cook that.
Well, the way that you cook Cornish hens, yes, we could have enough for it. We had a dinner party with Cornish hens, and instead of giving small Cornish hens so everyone could have one, Ron had the biggest Cornish hens. They were like small chickens, and so everyone had way too much food. It was funny. but that was years and years and years ago. So, well, I'm hoping somebody else joins us. I see that we lost Derek, and so I'm. It's you and I, babe. It's you and I. So I'm going to wait a couple more minutes, maybe five more minutes, and see if anyone else joins us. Otherwise, I need to get something to drink. So I'm going to – can you see the dashboard from your phone, Ron?
No, I signed in as a guest.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You want me to come over there?
Yeah, I need to get something to drink.
Do you want me to bring you an excess?
Yes, that would be perfect. And a straw.
Okay, I'm on my way to the city lights.
Okay. Well, anyways, a lot of times on Saturday mornings, we talk about kindness, and we've been talking in, about the kindness campaign that the Golden Rule Society has. And so sometimes we have been sharing, too, about any kindness that people have done for us or that we have done for others. And it's just Saturday morning is usually a good time to share, I think, in up here right now because it's the first day that's been above freezing. I think people are just out and about. So we have a small group of the two of us today, and instead of a number of people like usual.
Oh, you should have left your phone out there. We're going down. Okay, we're still getting a lot of feedback. That's the problem, having two phones on the same call. You tend to get a lot of feedback from it. Well, I'm just going to wait a couple more minutes to see if anyone joins us. And if Ron walks away, so we don't have feedback. So think of that, you know, during the week, of just going out of your way sometimes just to be kind to somebody. And just, you know, if you see somebody that looks a little down, just offer them a smile. See, can I help you with something? Reach out to people. And you'll be surprised then how many people reach out to you. And sometimes you can make a lifelong friend just by saying hi to a stranger, because they don't have to say a stranger for long if you just take time to care and share. So I just want to bring that up. I have to shut the door. So, anyways, I just lost my screen. Okay, so anyways, this is, which I did not introduce, this is the Saturday Morning Coaches Corner, brought to you by Optimize My Life, which is part of the Hope Collection. And the Hope Collection is a 503C nonprofit organization that really its whole key is to reach out to people. It started with just first responders and veterans and their families, which actually will touch just about everybody, from school teachers to nurses to soldiers to anyone in the first response career, it just reaches out to everyone, actually. So we're an umbrella. We have so many different outreaches. And so I'm sure there would be something for everyone that could take advantage of one or more of the many aspects of the Hope Collection. And then Monday through Friday at the same phone number, there is a you can have Hope for Lunch. There is a call with different topics every day and different speakers every day, and it's so exciting. So there's an hour long. I know on Tuesday is Travel Tuesday. My husband and I are travel agents, and put together group cruises and different, whatever somebody needs. We've done honeymoons, we've done mission trips and things like that. But Tuesday, we talk about travel. Monday and Wednesday, different people, but they talk about life coaching and how you can make an impact in the world. Thursday is Bob, and he talks about the family and just, helping, and he is in the construction and building homes for people. And then Friday is Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, who is the founder and president of the Golden Rule Society, and he's really exciting. He's been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's quite influential and is just the nicest person. So that's how the week goes, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday is kind of a wrap-up. And down the road, we may even have some evening calls. But, an exciting morning. We want to get out and enjoy. In Buffalo, Buffalo is known for, for snowy weather. We haven't had snow yet, but we've had hail. So we just, since it's such a beautiful day, and we haven't had any other people join us, I'm going to sign off for today. It's 9:21. But don't forget Monday through Friday, and then again next Saturday, 9 to 9:30. We just have a little recap of the week. So on that happy note, I'm going to end the episode and wish you all, if you're listening on this, because all of our calls are archived. So any of the shows Monday through Friday, you can check out on the archives of the Blog Talk. So with that, I'm going to end the episode and wish you all. The Umphrey Bills just joined us.
I'm just saying, yeah, hello. I just got back from having a blood drawn, and it
oh, that's
what
I'm heading
I'm
right
just
now.
Call. I'll let you go to your mother.
I'm just going out this morning to get my blood work done. So
okay. Yeah,
okay, you
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
No.